everyone. My name is Frank Driscoll, and welcome to Driscoll's Election Dissection, your election analysis for Across the Circus. I hope you all are doing well today, wherever you are. So, at this point, a lot of states have started early voting or mail-in voting, depending on where you live. So a lot of you out there probably got your ballots already. But if you're not ready to vote just yet, that's okay. You know, there are plenty of decisions to make. Plenty of local races, federal races, presidential races, even some measures across your city or state. So there's still time to think about it. Vote the best way you can. Vote with your head. You know, think about everything that's up for grabs and go from there. So since there's still time, we'll talk a little bit about the elections in the U.S. House of Representatives, specifically the races that could determine which party holds the chamber on January 3rd of 2025. Actually, before we do that, I would like to make an update, and it kind of shows how fascinating these few weeks in between the elections are. We talked about last week the Senate races. The state of Wisconsin Senate race between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hoft was a lean Democratic race. Well, just recently, the Cook PVI put it onto toss-up. So now, it's now a toss-up race, just like Michigan and Ohio. And it just goes to show you how we're only a month away from the election and things could change so quickly. So if there are any more updates, I'll be sure to add them here on the show. So there are a lot of House races, 435 to be exact, and a lot of them are more competitive than others. A lot of them are actually already finished before they even begin. So we're only talking about toss-ups on the Cook PVI, not lean races or likely races, just toss-ups. And it's kind of a rapid fire because we have a good number to talk about. So we'll start today with the Democratic seats that are toss-up for the U.S. House elections. Now, as of this taping, there are 12 toss-up elections in seats held by Democrats. So the Republicans are spending a lot of money on these specific races, as many of them have very even voting blocks or swinginess, depending on the state or counties there are. So the Republicans really want to win these, and the Democrats really want to keep them. So let's take a look at them, shall we? So we're not going to do a lot of talks about polling and talks about fundraising. We're just going to go through each one as we go along. We've done a few rapid fire shows, you know, you've seen how they are. And we'll go alphabetically here. So we'll start with the last frontier, the state of Alaska. Now, the current representative for Alaska's at-large congressional district is Democrat Mary Peltola. Yes, Alaska is an at-large congressional seat, meaning the entire state comes out and votes. Her main opponent in the election is software executive Nick Bekich III. And bear in mind, Trump won Alaska back in 2020 and is likely to win the state, so that may help Bekich in his run for Congress. Next, we head to the centennial state, the state of Colorado, specifically Colorado's 8th congressional district. The current representative is Democrat Yadira Caraveo, and they're facing off against state representative Gabe Evans. From there, we head to the Pine Tree State, the state of Maine, specifically Maine's 2nd congressional district. The current representative is Democrat Jared Golden, and he is facing off against state representative and former NASCAR driver Austin Terrio. And for the next state, we have 2 toss-up races in Democratic seats, not one, but 2. So we head to the Great Lakes state, the state of Michigan. First, we go to Michigan's 7th congressional district. And the current representative is Democrat Elissa Slotkin, who is not running for re-election. She's running for Senate, as you may remember from last week. While the Democratic candidate is former state senator Curtis Hertel, and the Republican candidate is another former state senator, Tom Barrett. And then we head, not that far off, to Michigan's 8th congressional district. And the current representative is Democrat Dan Kildee, who is retiring at the end of his term. The Democratic nominee is State Senator Kirsten McDonald Rivett. And the Republican nominee is former USCIS official Paul Judge. Next, we head to the land of enchantment, the state of New Mexico. Specifically, New Mexico's 2nd congressional district, where incumbent Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez is facing former Congresswoman Yvette Herrill. Next, we head to the Tar Heel State, the state of North Carolina. Specifically, North Carolina's 1st congressional district, where incumbent Democratic Representative Don Davis is facing consulting firm owner Lori Buckhout. Next, we head to the Buckeye State, the state of Ohio. Specifically, Ohio's 13th congressional district, where incumbent Democratic Representative Amelia Sykes is facing former state senator Kevin Coughlin. And next, our second state with two toss-up races with Democratic incumbents, we head to the Keystone State, the state of Pennsylvania. First, we head to Pennsylvania's 7th congressional district, where incumbent Democratic Representative Susan Wild is facing State Representative Ryan McKenzie. And next, we head not that far off to Pennsylvania's 8th congressional district, where incumbent Democratic Representative Matt Cartwright is facing businessman Rob Bresnahan. Now we head to the Old Dominion, the state of Virginia, specifically Virginia's 7th congressional district. The current incumbent representative is Democrat Abigail Spanberger, who is retiring at the end of her term to focus on her run for Virginia's governor next year. The Democratic nominee is retired Army Colonel Eugene Vindman, and the Republican nominee is attorney Derek Anderson. And last but not least, we head to the Evergreen State, the state of Washington, specifically Washington's 3rd congressional district, where incumbent Democratic Representative Marie Glusenkamp Perez is facing off against tech project manager Joe Kent. So those are the 12 elections that the Cook PVI says are a toss-up in Democratic-held seats, and they are ones to look at on election night. And these are all very important for Democratic supporters and Democratic voters as they want to get control of the House back after 2 years, since 2023. However, next week, we will be talking about the Cook PVI toss-up races in races that are currently held by Republicans. The races that the Republicans are spending a lot of money to keep hold, but the Democrats are spending a lot of money to possibly take, and hopefully take the majority. But the Republicans are hopefully trying to keep that majority. And remember, if you're willing to look more about elections in your neighborhood, be sure to look at politicsone.com as well as ballotpedia.com. And if you're willing to look at recent polls, check out 538.com as well as realclearpolling.com. So we will talk about the Republican races next week. And as always, I say, since ballots are starting to come out in many states, if you are a registered voter in any of the states mentioned in the show or anywhere, I don't care who you vote for, but I do care that you vote. So please do. Thank you all for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about the show, go online to aldredproductions.com/acrossthecircus and be sure to listen to us on any podcasting form you like. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you all very soon.
For tuning into this episode proudly presented by the APNM Group, a subsidiary of Aldred Productions, LLC. We strive to produce content that informs, entertains, and adds value to your day. We value your input and would be delighted to hear your thoughts in the comments about this episode. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please engage with us in the comments section or via our social media platforms. Your feedback helps us shape our content and uncover new topics that matter to our listeners. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask that you rate and review this show on your preferred podcast platform. Sharing this podcast with friends and family helps us reach more listeners and continue delivering content you enjoy. For more information about the podcast, the host, or our parent company, please visit the link in this episode's description. Also visit us on YouTube and Rumble to see and hear every content produced by Aldred Productions. Thank you once again for your time and support. Until next time, stay tuned and stay inspired.